number 48.
Accept a grant in the amount of $140,000 and appropriate $33,750 for fiscal year 2015-16 from the Oregon Department of Justice and the Oregon High Intensity Drug Trafficking Areas Program for sworn personnel overtime and program expenses for Portland interdiction efforts.
Great. Captain Kruger, Lieutenant Kranz, good morning.
Good morning, Mayor. Good morning, Commissioners. This grant for HIDA is a renewal of the grant we've had with them since 2005, which provides supplemental funding to the Drugs and Vice Division for drug interdiction efforts. And it supports principally investigative overtime and some small material costs and equipment costs. This past year, in fact, the HIDA grant also funded the Drugs and Vice Division study for the deployment of the naloxone opiate overdose remedy, which we studied throughout 2015 and then have deployed with the Police Bureau on a full-time basis beginning this year in 2016.
Yeah, and you know, while you're here, I mean, it just seems like on one hand we have a huge amount of heroin issues on the street right now from everything I've been hearing anecdotally from officers, and then two, you've had some enormous quantities of drugs that you've interdicted in a couple of recent arrests. What's going on out there? I mean, give us a picture, if you wouldn't mind, of what you see overall in the situation.
Drug trafficking in this portion of the United States is dominated by Mexican drug cartels. They are bringing substantial quantities of drugs into this region, and we have been very successful in interdicting vast quantities compared to our historical levels of the drugs that have come into this area. The way that we view these seizures is that we believe that this is really a harm reduction effort. Every single individual dose of heroin or methamphetamine or cocaine that we can take off of the market is a potential overdose that is averted, and that we are trying to couple these efforts with, again, providing the services and the efforts for our officers to be able to revive people that they find in overdose situations. So we're hoping to limit the harm to the community by limiting the amount of drugs that are available on the market, and then providing also the opportunity for officers to revive people in overdose situations.
Do you have any idea how many times we've used that anti-overdose medication now?
During the test period through 2015, we had 8 successful overdose revivals. The problem we have, or it's not really a problem, we have a very efficient EMS system in Portland, so EMS most often arrives at overdoses before the Police Bureau does, and they provide the same service. We're basically catching the opportunities where EMS hasn't arrived first, and we think that that's an important opportunity to fill a need.
Yeah, that's great.
So is it called naloxone?
Yes, sir. Naloxone is the intranasal version of Narcan, which you've probably heard of, and it provides the same impact on the person. It blocks the blocks the receptors in the body from receiving the opiate, and it revives the overdose.
So you said it's been deployed. Does that mean every patrol car has the?
No, sir. The study that we conducted, we found after we studied it throughout 2015, was that opiate overdoses are concentrated in Central Precinct, and that's where we have the most exposure to them. So we believe through the study that we conducted that the best place to deploy it was in Central Precinct. So it's focused, the program is focused in Central Precinct.
And I didn't realize it was intranasal. It's not an injection, it's a spray.
Yes, sir, just regular nasal spray. Very easy for the officers to use and not very non-invasive.
Ah, wow, that's great. Thank you. Any other questions? Anyone want to speak on this particular grant acceptance? Then let's take a vote, please, on this one.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
I continue to believe that interrupting the supply of drugs is a losing battle, but taking money for other governments is good. Aye.
Fritz?
Well, this isn't necessarily doing just that. It's actually saving people who have taken drugs. So thank you very much for your work on this. Aye.
Hales?
Thank you. Aye.
Thank you.
Okay, and we have one more here.